This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's what's bothering me about the Yankees. Yeah, it would have been nice to win last night. You had bases juiced early, you know, no score, whatever, nothing, whatever it was. Maybe even 1-0 at that point. And they come up empty. Listen, Aaron Boone's got to stop running Jazz and Volpe out there back-to-back. It ain't working. And, you know, it's one thing to say it's not working now, but based on their approaches, Sal, I don't think it's going to really work big picture because the amount of non-competitive at-bats that those two players give you on a night-to-night basis is just, I mean, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Boone is sticking to that, especially when you have lineups that change all the time. It's not like it's been a set lineup and, oh, this is it, we're going to ride this out. Change the lineup all the time. So I would not have them back-to-back. We talked about this last week with those two. It's almost all. How many times are you going to see them come up with guys on second and third, nobody out or one out, back-to-back, boom. You know what's going to happen.
More often than not, we're watching the Guardians game. We're watching it happen. Bases juice, same thing.
It happens quite a bit. So we could look over it and see how we would figure it out. I just would not have them back. I would have, the infatuation with Jazz Chisholm, to me, is a problem. Volpe, the same thing, but I don't know if there's an infatuation that there is with Jazz. Because what are we all, like, enamored by the power from Jazz? Okay, great. We've seen plenty of guys who get it with power. Like, Gleyber Torres is a more well-rounded offensive player than Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
So, like, what are we doing here? Jazz, I think, was highly overrated. I like the athleticism, the attitude, could be fun, different type personality. Mm-hmm. You can't have that many empty at-bats, though.
But you have to, I agree, but you have to wonder, like, what is the organizational philosophy? And listen, this is something we've talked a lot about. And Jazz was never like a 290 hitter with the Marlins. Right. He was a pretty low on face guy. Yeah. Okay. And I wonder, because when he first came here, he did not look, from an approach perspective, like he looks now. I mean, he's up there swinging like he's Babe Ruth with one leg, or Griffey, really, with one arm, trying to go top tank at Yankee Stadium.
Sure, Borch, you think ruined him?
I don't...
Or the early... Because when he first got here, all it was boom, 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 big home run after big home run.
Mm-hmm. But he also stole a lot of bases when he got here, too, and he was playing out of position. It's just a very, very confounding start to his season. You know, and last night's a great example. See, again, bases loaded, and I know you're not going to get ahead every single time up. I understand that, but this is an approach thing, and I tweeted this last night. And I know I'm not a hitting coach, but just look at what I tweeted. I took a freeze frame of Volpe rolling it over to shortstop. And, you know, it's an outs. I guess it's a slider. It could have been a sweep or whatever. But it's clearly, you know, it's a mile outside off the plate. And he lunges forward. And his butt's in the third base dugout. Like, he's really fooled. So his ass is already caving. And he's just, like, trying to flick it. And instead of trying to flick it to right field with a little, you know, aggression on a line, he rolls it over. I don't understand. I really don't. And the next time we have Boone on the show, I need this answer. I need to know why they haven't demanded that he, number one, gets closer to the plate. I don't get it. Like, how can you watch at bat after at bat and pitch sequence and after pitch sequence when this is your job? And I know they've got competent people in there. I'm not saying they don't. But when you look at every single pitch that's been thrown to him since the day he entered professional, not even just the majors, professional baseball, and you see how they feed him away, upstairs, up, he's too late, feed him away. And he misses balls by a mile. I feel like almost every time when he makes it out, Sal, he's down in 3 or 4 pitches.
Yeah, I mean, just looking over again the lineup, it's the same old thing here with the Yankees. Volpe now, this is year 3. We're expecting a lot more from him. And it's been more of the same, maybe even worse than the first couple years. Jazz, he's a strikeout machine. Guy's hitting .173. Yeah, Dominguez has not been. I know he's had some moments here.
He's been very good as a lefty. The righty numbers, he's actually like he's hitting .315 as a lefty.
Right, but think about it. Overall, the guy's a bottom of the order hitter, and even at that, he's still not reliable. At least
I trust him more than Jazz right now.
Okay, yeah,
and Volpe.
Fair enough, but still, Dominguez he's not Mickey Mantle who we thought. Oh, look at these 8 games. All this guy does hit Omar. Like, he's nowhere near that impact type bat. Remember, too, coming in the year, we talked about him being potentially the leadoff hitter. Wells has not taken that step that we thought. All the Yanks, outside of Grisham and Rice, We know what Judge does. And Goldschmidt, it's, you know, it's a two- or three-man show here for the Yankees.
It is. It really is. Now, you know, Max Fried is 5-0 with a...
Bellinger's been awful. Sorry, BT. Yeah. Bellinger has been awful as well. He gets overlooked.
He's been awful. I thought he was going to get going last night. He had a little hit and run, kind of went down and got it and ripped the single to right field. Judge went to third base. I'm like, all right, here we go. But again, there's just... I know, just from doing this forever and having tried to play baseball for a long time, it is hard, man. And there, if there's anything that we oversimplify on sports radio, more than anything, more than a kicker missing a kick or a quarterback not seeing something in the secondary or Mikal Bridges missing two or three threes in a row, we really gloss over how hard it is to hit. Well, I mean, it is freaking hard. It's getting harder by the year. Guys are throwing harder. It's just tough. But that doesn't mean you can't refine your approach. I can accept diminished results if you change something. Volpe is doing... Now, I know that if the Yankees hear this, they would say, no, we've changed this, we've changed that. Okay, fine. The leg kick, couple of things. Initially, his front foot was too out. Now they try to close him off, but now he's back to being open. Like... But there's not enough correction before the pitch even comes to give him a chance to be the kind of hitter that I thought he could be. Now, he is talented enough where he'll fool us a little bit, Sal. He'll go on a couple of streaks, hit a couple of cheap home runs the other way, bang a couple of doubles, steal a couple of bases, elite athlete. He runs a 6'5", 60, whatever it is. But night to night, it's just going to be, you're going to be fooled because he doesn't, his approach will not allow him to be good for a long time. It's that simple.